Okay, there it goes. Just when you didn't think we could get any later, we did. But yeah, we're back. Dave should be in a bit, I believe. We might have a guest in a bit, possibly. But welcome back, everyone. I think we have one view at the moment. It's probably one of us, but it's fine. Yeah, got Enter back finally. Soon, when we've got Ian and Hurst to talk about it, I'll go from left to right, right to left. I'll go from whoever's closest to me. So, Ian, what's up? How are we feeling? Enter finally back. It's been too long. It's been longer than it was supposed to be.
Yeah, it is, but we're coming off of a great win off Bologna, 3-0. I mean, couldn't get better. Right in time for Lazio.
Guess a clean sheet right there, huh?
Clean sheet and Dynamo Trader Club eat my dust, like see ya where you're at.
Oh my God.
I mean, he was pretty woeful in that match against Bologna.
I mean, he didn't move. He didn't have to.
True,
Yeah.
true. And we lost to Marco, so
I
Yeah,
mean,
it is
I
what it is.
guess every Sunday is a delayed game for him because he doesn't move. Anyway, so hopefully now we have some more concrete news on the goalkeeper situation that I think we'll get into shortly. God bless everyone that stuck with Inter in the past years, because man, it was not easy to watch Handanovic between the post. But
Are we
yeah,
doing this again? We're doing this episode again. We're doing this
we're
episode for
not.
the eighth time.
No, but
This is
now
what
we
you
have more.
are. This is what you are.
But
Do you have
now
a
we have
poop
more.
emoji? Grown man with a poop emoji.
No, it's a stress
I'll
ball.
get
Okay.
that.
Oh.
But like we have more concrete news now than ever before, because finally, as Romano said, Onana is officially an Inter player from June. It's a huge step forward. He's 25, an amazing keeper, who now I think is at the AFCON. And
Man, when
hopefully,
does AFCON start?
I think in a week or two,
Next week.
It's still going on,
and gonna
right?
be.
Yeah, it
I
starts
think he
next
hasn't
week.
Okay, I guess there's no stopping that now. But yeah, I guess I want to take a little detour already. Are you guys gonna watch any of those matches? Try to follow anybody?
Onana? For sure.
Yeah.
Man, I can barely find the mental strength to watch Inter. I still have all the banter error in the back of my head whenever I watch them. So we need to first clean that out and then I can start focusing on other matches.
It's funny saying that because you wear some Lakers jersey or shirt
Banter
or
error.
whatever
We're
that
just entering a new one with LeBron James.
is. Was it worth it?
For one championship? No.
Basketball of the World podcast
I
now.
mean, it's B stands for everything.
BOTW.
Either B stands B. You know what the B and BOTW stands for? Stand for everything. Perfect letters.
Whatever you want it to be, it can be. It's
It can
universal.
be. No, that was not funny. That was quite sad on my part. But yeah, I guess.
Moving
Yeah, moving on. Yeah. Yeah, we got AFCON coming up. Of course, that's not going to affect us too much. It's just going to be, I'm sure, some comp videos of Onana, which everyone will eat up.
I think he plays the same day as we do on Sunday. I think Cameroon play like right before us, or at the same time even.
I don't even
Either
know.
way, at least if not watching live, then we can get some,
Yeah, they play
comp
Burkina
or highlights.
Faso 11 a.m. Eastern time on Sunday.
That's 5 p.m. for us.
Thank you.
Yeah,
So, what time do we play, Lazio?
This is the
Eight
late match.
forty-five.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So,
Roma
Push
and
five
Juventus are
US.
playing 6:30.
Yeah, I'm not getting up for that.
No. It's 12 a.m.
Oh, okay. So
12
noon.
p.m. for
Yeah.
you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. No. The Bologna match was gonna be 6:30. I was like, yeah, I'm probably not even gonna get up for that, and didn't
I
need to.
didn't know. Yeah, I mean, there were no concrete news until the morning because there were still like, oh, they're going to play, they're not. The health authorities say something, the city says something else. So it was still up in the air. And, you know, I saw some photos of Inter players doing some workouts before the match starts. And there were no, I think, news that we actually got the 3 points. But I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no one has been clear on this. It's, you know, Serie A being run by, you know, clowns as usual. It's just a bunch of hamsters on wheels back there. But I wouldn't mind seeing the match actually played, but like when, because they were talking about like pushing it back to February. But I mean, February is already crazy enough for Inter. There was something else about like Bologna still putting out a team sheet and then not showing up. And if you do that, that's the automatic, you know, 3 points, has some kind of technical issue. I don't know. Something, I saw somebody compare it to like Diawara being registered in the wrong place last year for Roma. None of it makes sense. And we need to kind of figure that out soon. It would be nice to figure out soon because, you know, if that match is a forfeit and you get the 3-0, that's the 3 points. That also would mean that Hakan Çalhanoğlu's back for the match on Sunday, because right now he's still suspended for that match because we didn't play against Bologna. And that would be a huge miss. And we'd be starting probably Vidal or Gagliardini in that one. And yeah, I don't want to see either of those. I'd say Sensi, but Sensi doesn't exist anymore. So, yeah, that one's it's not too probable. But everyone else is back. I mean, Dzeko over COVID. I mean, Correa back, Darmian back. So everywhere else is going to be, like, full steam ahead, and I'm excited to watch. I mean, I would like to see Çalhanoğlu, though. What are you guys' takes on that? Like, just having everyone back but still, like, not knowing about Çalhanoğlu or, you know, just – how dumb this league is sometimes.
If you look at the official Serie A website, which I'm looking at now, it just says match abandoned for Inter, as it does for every other match that was postponed due to COVID. So Atalanta, Torino, Fiorentina, Udinese, and Salernitana, Venezia. So don't really know what that means. I read somewhere that due to the fact that Bologna put out the team sheet and then didn't show up, that's an automatic 3-0 win for us, and that means Çalhanoğlu technically did the suspension, so he should be available against Lazio, but we don't know, obviously, with Serie A communication being as it is, with Italians being as they are, we'll probably get to know like 5 minutes before the game. Other than that, it's hard to say. Our only league loss this year came against Lazio, if we remember. 3-1. I think it was.
Yeah. That was the match where DeMarco's on the ground. Felipe Anderson runs by him. Dumfries tries to choke slam Felipe Anderson afterwards.
So it's a bit up in the air, but seeing how Lazio did last game, it was a 3-3 game against Empoli. And even that, they barely scraped the draw in the 93rd minute with a Milinkovic-Savic ball.
Awful.
Yeah, and they even Immobile missed a penalty. So
I thought they had lost that match. It wasn't until earlier that I checked and I saw that it was 3-3. I thought they lost like 3-1. I didn't know they had come back. Which I mean, I was just completely still out of touch. I think I did watch a bit of Milan and Roma, but other than that, like I was like, Inter's not playing, Serie A is not back yet. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't really know what to say regarding that match, how we will do, because if we have Çalhanoğlu, it's going to be easier. If we don't, what do we do? Do we play Gagliardini again and just have him man mark Milinkovic-Savic? Do we just have him run around like a headless chicken, just sticking to him, you know, holding him by the hand? it's going to be interesting to see. I don't know. What do you think, Christo?
I mean, considering how awful Lazio were yesterday, especially defensively, and I think Acerbi is out for the match because he went out yesterday due to a hamstring injury.
Yeah, he won't
be back. That's a huge news. Yeah, I mean, Acerbi for Lazio is what Koulibaly is to Napoli. He's the backbone of, I mean, he's the backbone of the defense. Without him, they're awful. Who's going to replace him? Patrick?
Yeah.
Is he who is playing? Patrick, Luis Felipe, and someone else. I mean, oh, yeah, Patrick has well,
a... Let me pull it up.
Go.
Yeah, they have Kisai on the right back, I think I said, right? Oh, Felipe, Luis, Patrick, and Marušić on the
wasn't
left back.
Wasn't it Patrick that last season, like, Lukaku just bullied, like, ran over, ran by, like, made him look really bad on one of the goals? Was it Patrick or was it Radu?
I think it was Radu. Patrick. Radu. No, Radu was injured for most of the season.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just remember one of them, but I mean, we don't have that. We're not going to have that speed up top, but still, I mean, when you are missing someone like Acerbi and you have a defense like Lazio, which is a bad defense, I think it's one of the worst in the top half of the table. Like, it's
they conceded 37.
Yeah.
They've conceded the same amount of goals as Sampdoria. I just checked like and an hour ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember we were talking about that after last episode, how bad their defense was, and then they give up three more, so it's just even worse.
Three more against Spezia, against Empoli, might I add, at home, so, you know.
Four to Spezia and five when it comes to Salernitana. Salernitana have conceded 42, and Lazio have conceded 37.
Yeah, that's bad. You don't want to be near Salernitana in anything.
Except geographically.
Yeah.
But it's up for grabs. I think it's ours to lose. We are rested more than anyone else. If Çalhanoğlu plays, then it's a lucky charm in a sense, because he got to serve the suspension actually in a very peaceful manner. And hopefully... And hopefully we can score at least two or three goals without conceding more than one, because our defensive stats so far have been amazing. There was a stat yesterday that I sent in the group chat, which was all basically that we have only one shot on target on our goal after a clear and direct mistake from an Inter player. It's not a goal, but like a chance, which or a shot on target, which is actually amazing considering the teams that we have played and faced so far. Basically every single team in the league we have played against, and it's only up from here, because we are, as I said, rested. I think we mentioned like a few weeks ago that we are playing all games at home, with the exception of Bologna, like yesterday, which actually wasn't played. And I mean, you're not traveling, you're at home, you're rested, you have no risk of getting COVID, or at least minimal chances, because you're not traveling, you're not meeting people, you're not, you know, mingling and whatnot. Hopefully that can all play in our favor, and let's hope for a Lazio win, or a win against Lazio, sorry.
Yeah, I was like, wait, are we playing jinxes? No, but do you know what that chance was? The one that, you know, came? You don't know? Okay, yeah. All right. Oh, yeah, because I was wondering about it. Was it like, I remember like De Vrij with a bad back pass at one point leading to something. I forget who that was against. I think it might have been
Could
that.
Could it be Handanovic shooting the ball in Brozovic's face? What was Could that chance? I can't remember now.
I'm not surprised.
I feel like that's happened more than once, though.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But, I mean, you know, I look at this team now in January, and then, like, you look at the team last time we played Lazio, which was back in October before, you know, like, the defense had it figured out. I mean, you look at, like, I watched the highlights for that match, like, the extended highlights, so, like, all the chances, and... Our defense looked so disorganized in that match. Like, it was pretty bad. We were holding on for a draw there at the end. It was not pretty. I haven't seen the team struggle like they struggled in that match since then, at least for like prolonged periods of time. Like, I think that's really the match like where after that, you know, started figuring everything out, everything started falling into place. So I'm not too worried. And then looking at Lazio, I mean, coming off of a match on Thursday to play on Sunday, I'm not too worried. I mean, the only worry I would have is that, you know, Inter don't have as much, you know, sharpness because they didn't have that match. This will be their first match back. That would be the biggest issue I would see, but maybe it's not too bad. I mean, it's not like an international break where you've got guys going all the way across the world and coming back and being half injured. So I think it sets up well for Inter, of course, being at home too.
And especially, I saw a report today that Dzeko tested negative after, you know, being positive for a week or so. That's a positive in our favor, considering how thin we are up front and not having a direct replacement for him. And as I mentioned, not only considering three goals, but Acerbi got injured, with the exception of Savic, who had an amazing game. Luis Alberto was pretty dreadful. I mean, they are playing out of position Marušić as left back. I mean, both Marušić and Hisai are very weak defensively nowadays. And, you know, if Patrick plays, which I hope he does, I think we're in for a treat because, oh my God, he's an awful player.
Okay, but you have to remember they have Sarkoša in goal. So it's time for his biannual great game of the season.
Oh, where's Reyna?
I don't think they're playing Reyna anymore.
Really? I didn't even know that Sarkoša was even back. I thought he had like some kind of like crazy injury or something, and that's why he hadn't played in the last like 2 years.
No, didn't you see the goal again by Empoli?
Oh.
No, it was let me see. By Bayrami. Bayrami penalty. But I think like it was an Albanian connection, so Sarkoša fucked it up, Hisai fucked it up, and then Bayrami scored it. So,
oh my God.
Can I read out the predicted lineups?
Go for it.
The back line besides Sarkoša is Hisai, Patrick, Stefan Radu, and Marušić.
That's bad. That's
really
bad.
I swear.
That's a lower mid table. That's like something that you would see at like, I don't want to say Genoa, maybe Sampdoria, but.
Bro, Genoa with Zinho have a better defense than this shithole. Patrick and Mradu are worse than Salernitana. They're not a Serie A defensive partnership. Like,
you know, especially not for Lazio. Of all the teams, you know, we have Lazio that have Sarri as manager, that have one of the. All right, won't say best European strikers because we all know what a piece of shit Immobile is.
Oh, I'm not saying that.
just diving and then staying on the floor again. I saw that was a pretty big topic yesterday. No, but like for a team like Lazio to have that kind of a lineup, basically putting Stefan Radu out on crutches at what, 37, 38 years old, forcing him to play, you know, it's...
Can you take a wheelchair out there?
Only if it's not the electric kind.
Oh, and not only they're bad, but they have Marušić, who's not even a good defensive player, playing on the left. So basically, three out of the four players are, let's say, subpar. I would say even worse, but subpar is, I think, a compliment to them. So it shouldn't be a problem to score against them, considering that according to lineups, we're still predicted to play with Sanchez and Lautaro up front. So let's wait and see, because I don't know why Luis Felipe is not in the lineup. I know the reasons for Acerbi, but not for Luis Felipe. It's going to be interesting anyways, because their midfield and attack are stacked. Felipe Anderson is back. I mean, I cannot forget about the goal that he scored against us in 2018. Bad memories, but I think it's time for revenge just for that, just for our bad memories.
Well, just for how bad the last match went, and then like, I mean, we didn't even talk about the stupidest red card I think I've ever seen. That I forget who it was, Drew jumping on the back of Joaquin Correa. Who was it that jumped on him? Got that
Luis
red.
Felipe.
It was, yeah. dumbest red card I think I can remember. Like, he totally unnecessary, unwarranted. Like, there's no way that, like, these guys don't remember that and want to come out and, like, absolutely smash this Lazio team that just shipped three to Empoli, who, I mean, give them their credit. They're a decent attacking side. They're, like, 10th right now, I believe.
They're ninth.
Yeah, they went up. Yeah. Like, and that this is the first time I can remember them not just straight up being the yo-yo team that just, like, you know, is, like, second from bottom the entire season and goes right back down. So credit to them, but still, like, if you're Lazio, you should not be giving up three goals to that team. And, you know, I guess it's kind of, it may be premature, but at what point does, like, Sarri at Lazio become a failure? Or, like, not really, or, yeah, I guess a failure, but also, like, I don't know, it just becomes, like, not a good situation. At what point do, like, people start looking at that and be like, yeah, that is not a good project right now? Like, do you give him another year? Like, am I looking too far into it? But, I mean, Inzaghi had this team, I mean, basically the same squad, like, two, three places up from here. I don't know what's going on there.
True, yeah, but I think you also have to take into account it's a new manager after, what, 5 years with Inzaghi, so you have to adjust to a new system and all that. They were usually playing with three at the back, now they're playing with four in the back. Also, the current defense isn't looking as peachy as one might expect from Lazio. You know, you still have age-old Radu coming in to try and save the day. You have Luis Felipe and Patrick.
I think I could outrun their entire defense.
Absolutely.
I could get off the couch and outrun their entire defense. Like, it's bad.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to midfield and attack, I don't think they're that bad. You know, they have great players, great talented players that have been playing with each other it's not that the problem with Lazio, but for me, it's the defense and the mental side. You know, Inzaghi still somehow gave them, I think, an edge to overperform in certain aspects and scenarios, but right now, with Sarri, it's just, I don't know. The only trophy he won in Italy was with Juventus, that's Serie A, and that's it, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, like, we, at the beginning of the season, we're looking at the Serie A, and everyone's like, oh my god, Mourinho, Sarri, Allegri back. Like, it was supposed to be more intense of a season, and by now, like, I mean, Napoli's already 6 points off the pace with Inter having a game in hand. Milan's still hanging close, but, I mean, there's still Milan. That's still Pioli. And
we still have a game in hand.
Yeah, and it's still a game in hand, and it's Pioli and all those clowns over there. I mean, you got Fiorentina, like, Italiano keeping those guys above both Mourinho and Sarri. Like, it's... I don't know. I don't think the managerial hype around the beginning of the season has, you know, held up, except for our end of the bargain, where, I mean, we're back in first after everyone thought Inter were going to be dead this season. I think that's a lot of credit to Inzaghi. And then you look back at Lazio and you look at how they are now, even though they're in a transition now, you look and you're like, those are a lot of the same players, like, and none of them really look the same. Like, how much of it was on Inzaghi as a manager? And, like, the more it goes on, the more I think that it was a lot of him. I mean, like, that was a great midfield. It was Immobile, you know, winning the golden boot with his eyes closed. But just the way that it's gone downhill, I do think that he was the mastermind behind that it was much more him than the players there, which, I mean, you have to do at a place like Lazio where Lotito's, like, holding on to Milinkovic-Savic until he loses him on a free. He's holding on to Salernitana until he's only getting, like, 10 million for the club, and then he's mad because he's like, oh, I should have gotten more. And it's like, well, deal better. Run your stuff better. But I guess that's enough ripping into Lazio. We should probably be talking about Inter anyway. But the whole thing is, you know, I mean, we haven't played. So it is hard to try to conjure up some content about Inter when, I mean, all we've got is, you know, half rumors in the transfer market. I mean, Alvarez, Onana, of course, actually coming. Alvarez is, I think, interested in the club, are interested in him, but don't want to pay the release clause. You know, there's the talk about Ginter, Bremer, now Luis Felipe, who I don't want anything to do with. But yeah, I mean, it would be hard to do a transfer episode right now. It would be more about outgoings, and we don't even know who's leaving. Like, I mean, we've heard, like, that's the worst article I've seen was something from, like, a report from the Sun, who said that we offered Everton. Yeah, once I said the Sun, like, everyone just kind of eyes glaze over, everyone laughs. But, like, Alexis Sanchez to Everton on a free, like, I mean, that's a terrible article. I don't, that wasn't even worth, like, the print that was printed on. So, I mean, there's just nothing going on, like, on the Inter side right now.
Yeah, the only outgoing deals that I have seen is Colaro going somewhere else, is Vecino being offered somewhere else. There has been a deal of a swap between Vecino and cash for Denier, but apparently Everton only want money for Denier, so I think that deal is pretty much off. So I think either Colaro goes, I doubt anyone would get the Vecino right now after the half season that he had, not really playing.
I think someone will, for sure.
Think so?
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of interest for him, and at a low price, which is like 5 to 7 million that Inter requires, I think someone will buy it. I know Napoli wanted him in the summer, and I don't know how much money they wanted to pay, but it doesn't matter the half a season that he had because he was injured. He didn't play a lot. He's out of fever. And now it seems like Gagliardini is in front of him in pecking order. I don't know how that is possible.
Well, I mean, he's looked bad. Vecino has, even when he's gotten on the pitch, like, and there, like, he didn't do much against Torino when he came on. And then you had Perisic giving him what for right after the whistle. So, I mean, it's that guy, I don't know what's going on with him. I know he wants to leave. I know he's 30 now, which I didn't even think was, you know, I figured he was like 26, 27, but I guess that, you know, that's when he came, he was like 25, 26. So, yeah, he's done. And I saw he got an offer from somewhere in South America. I don't think he would leave Europe. I think he would rather, you know, just take like the Inter money, rather than go play in South America. I think he still has some to give, but it's not going to be at Inter. It's probably going to be somewhere mid-table, somewhere else. I don't think it'll be in Serie A for him.
Anything?
No, I think he'll end up in like Spain, honestly.
Could be. I mean, they speak Spanish in Uruguay, so why not?
I'm just looking at his previous club. He never played outside of Italy. It's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult, considering that he's 30 and his contract is expiring in the summer. So it's either sell now for a low sum of money, or, you know, be prepared to lose him on free. And that's why the sum of 5 to 7 million is, you know, is brewing up. Because, like, at the end of the day, he deserves to play. He's still a useful player, as Mike said, but just not at a high level and not at Inter. He has done a lot for the club, and, you know, I wish him all the best, but hopefully
Inter is better. It's time to go.
It's time to go.
It really is for him. I mean, yeah, I think everyone will always fondly remember the goals against Lazio and Tottenham, the goal in the derby as well. Like, I mean, he had some timely goals, or – he had a goal in the derby. He also had that assist to Icardi.
Yes, I was thinking of that as well.
So, oh, I mean, God. If you, and he's such a funny player, because if you were to show his highlights at Inter to like someone who had never watched the club, they would think this guy is like a club legend, but he's never really been. It's just been like the best he got was having fanboys that would fight against people who thought the Gagliardini was better.
At Crazy Perisic 14 on Twitter, currently suspended.
He was his biggest fanboy, I swear.
Yeah, there were a lot of them running around at one point, but that agenda died pretty quickly, and Gagliardini's still getting minutes for God knows why. But if Kolarov leaves, I've seen that it would be retirement. It wouldn't even be like a contract termination or him going somewhere else. Like, it would just be him retiring.
That means Zinho is coming back. Welcome back, son. Let me hug you. I'll wait on the piano, bro.
I struggle to see what we're going to do in this window, honestly. Like, I mean, it's just very boring, and it's very hard, you know. It's a good thing that we have a management that, you know, word doesn't get out on. Like, that's really good, because, I mean, you're not losing leverage. The club doesn't look like a circus. But then on a selfish fan side, it's kind of annoying, because I'm like, what are you doing? Like, give me some news. Show me somebody. Bring somebody out. But, I mean, all we get is, like, Zhang coming back to Italy, and who knows what that's going to bring.
From what I've heard or seen, Lorenzo Pirola is a player on loan at Monza. He is left-footed. He's a center back. He fits the role. He has been apparently decent. Only...
Well, I know Conte liked him a bit, but I don't think he'll be Serie A level in the next year or if ever.
The only two requirements, according to Jan, is a central back that is left-footed. And that's it.
To be fair, is that not what Kolarov is?
Is he even a center back?
He's even a football player.
Yeah, he's just a coach. He's just...
He's human. He's a Serb, so...
You know,
let's not go into that now.
I think he would be a great man to have a YouTube channel, because apparently he's good at TED Talks, motivational talks and all that. Besides that, I don't think he serves as a player anymore. He hasn't played in how many months, and I think he made a cameo appearance like a month ago, something like that.
Well, he's had like back problems. He's got like some actual like physical issues that are keeping him off the pitch. And I mean, also, I guess it's also a physical issue that he's not a good football player, but I mean,
he played 12 minutes against Salernitana and 10 minutes against Empoli. And then that's pretty much it. Two more cameos this season, and that's it.
That's, sorry, that's 22 minutes more than Lorenzo Pirola has played for Monza since the 21st of November.
But you know what time it is? You know what time it is for Kolarov?
It's time to go.
The last 90 minutes that he played in Serie B were against Crotone Monza on the 7th of November. That is exactly 2 months ago.
Yeah, after but he was injured. He was injured. I see it on SofaScore.
I don't care. You were not in the squad. Get better if you want to play.
His average rating was 7.1 according to SofaScore, so that's decent.
Whoever comes in that Kolarov spot isn't coming to play. You are going to sit on the bench, and you are coming.
Zinho.
Zinho, he's got to keep that knee healthy. Like he's
not going to keep it healthy.
I know he's the Belgian Sensi.
Oh, shut the fuck up! Don't insult me like this.
Come on.
If I like someone.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I get it. I loved Zinho. I mean, like, that Primavera team that we thought was going to have a lot of good players in it, and we ended up with, I mean, Zaniolo gone. Pinamonti. Who else was
my guy? What was the name of the guy that had
a... Odegaard.
No, it wasn't Odegaard.
Then there was another guy. There was Jean Emers. And yes. We were like, oh my God, all these guys. Where are they at? I mean, Zaniolo, decent player. He's let the tabloids get to his head, and he can't stay healthy. Zeno, I mean, he's a good player. He was, you know, captain in Belgium. I don't think there's anything wrong with him footballing wise. He just can't stay healthy. Immers, I think, is playing in like the second Dutch division at this point.
And just looking at his player's profile, he has scored 7 goals in 18 matches for Roda in the Netherlands second division.
Second division. That's like me going out and playing on the park on Saturdays.
Bro, come don't.
No disrespect to anyone against in the second division, but come on, get good.
No, could you imagine what he would do against Lazio tomorrow or Sunday even against that defense? Bro. I think a front three of us three could do wonders against that.
Oh. I got bad angles. I don't know, bro.
Just whipping the crosses in, Christo elbowing someone. Just, ciao.
Christo looking like Petagna out there.
Oh, I would be worse, bro. I would be like Akin Fewa. I'll be barely moving.
Oh my god. No, but yeah, that crop, I mean, that crop of kids was just not what it could have been. That Primavera Scudetto winning team. Like, a lot of flops there.
But when was the last time an Inter Academy product was decent for us? I don't want to count Zaniolo.
Volatility.
If you ask Eddie.
Okay, but on a consensus.
All right, yeah.
Guy can play once a week at least. Got some assists, scored a free kick. I mean, that's better than any Inter player could do for about 4 years.
To be fair, that free kick. Mwah.
Who are we talking about?
DeMarco.
Oh, I forgot about him. Yeah, but like besides him, who else? Santon was the last one, and you know that he's not...
Ronaldo once.
Oh, I was laughing when I saw UEFA Italia page wish him a happy birthday again this year. Or
how old is he?
Too old, but like out of all the players,
like man, I feel like I saw that. And, like, I was surprised at how young he was.
Let me check.
I think he's like 32.
31.
Yeah, I thought he was like he had to be like 36 at this point.
No, I mean he was like 19 in 2010 when he played.
He's been finished for 10 years already.
Bro, he was finished before his career started. He's hands down, he's the worst player that I've ever seen play football besides Schelotto. I think Schelotto doesn't even look like
He still had a Premier League career afterwards.
I mean, Santon did with Newcastle as well.
Yeah, but that was a bad
Jonathan, Juan Jesus.
No.
Yeah.
None of them.
Yeah. Juan Jesus kept a clean sheet the other day for Napoli.
Did they? They kept a clean sheet?
Against who was it?
They were playing. Oh,
not their last match. Not their last match. Yeah, he played the game against Milan.
Yeah, that was almost a month ago. And they had a goal canceled. Kalulu.
I mean,
it's a clean sheet against Milan, one of our own. Come on.
Uno di noi. Uno di noi.
On that topic, bro, yesterday I've watched the Empoli Lazio match and then Milan against Roma. Oh my god, Roma are the worst team in the world. Mancini, Ibanez, and Smalling did not have a complete pass, I think, the whole match. I want to see a stat, especially for Mancini. How many missed or how many passes that he had were not connected to the player of his own? Because they were so bad. They're now without Mancini, and who else got a red card? Someone
I'm pulling that up. No, they only have one red. Oh, no, they had two. Karsdorp and Mancini.
Yeah, and they're playing Juventus on Sunday. It's like, what the fuck are they doing?
I don't know.
Why did Mourinho play with three center backs? Is a baffling decision to me. Zaniolo didn't do anything for the whole match, and he still got to play like 80 minutes. I think Shumurodov deserved...
The curva gave Mourinho something before that match or something, I remember.
It's worth it.
So he won a trophy. He's won an award at Roma. It just came from the Corva at Inter.
But hopefully, you know, that's that continues, because I don't want them to lose against Juventus, especially against such a bad team that Juventus has. Even though Chiesa is back, I think Mourinho can hold them to a draw if he's determined enough. But, you know, as long as we win, I'll be happy, because us winning the match against Lazio, against a team that beat us in the first half of the season, is the most important aspect right now, because I think that's going to show that not every single team in the league is beatable. And, you know, having lost only to Lazio, I think it's a great motivation for the team, and hopefully Inzaghi can do his best to win against his old club.
I just need Mourinho to go to the stands after Juventus, even if they lose 3-0, just do this. Just do the free sign.
Oh, for how many people goals who listen. Team shipped because they're bad?
Free goals. Free goals for free trophies. Homage to Inter. So what you're trying to say is the last time Roma won anything was for the coach to get an Inter award and for them to win a bonsai tree.
Yeah, that's a if Jerry Mancini could have made it today, I think he would have taken solace in that one. He would have enjoyed that one.
I mean, hopefully he will agree to come back after they lose on Sunday.
What was it? I hope he doesn't get mad at us sharing this. I'm sure he won't. But when you texted him, I remember it was after our last episode that you hit him up to ask if he'd come on, and he said something like, "Spare me the pain."
I mean, I don't
we can't have him, but off the record, I guess that's his feelings on the match.
I mean,
off the record, on the record.
From a source, not gonna say who it is.
From a source close to the club and close to the podcast, I can confirm that those things are actually true. And Jerry
and
did.
That is a Serpents of and that is a Serpents of Madonina exclusive.
No, Brazos the World exclusive. But yeah, I mean, considering there's NFL on Sunday night, if we're losing 2-0, I'm switching that channel instantly.
I think we've lost. You started your NFL talk.
NFL.
The no fun league. Come on.
Dude, they play like, what, 18 games a week, a year, and that's it? Just go smash some heads against each other, get concussions, get paid millions of dollars, and that's it? Come on.
It's the same thing NFL fans say about football, so.
Soccer.
Moving on, I see Uncle Sharma is in the chat. Hello, Sharma. Lovely to see you. Stojanovic Dempoli is a baller. Of course he is. He's a Slovenian right back, even though he played for the wrong team in Slovenia, for Maribor. Then he went to Dinamo Zagreb. He played well there when Matjaž Kek, now our Slovenian national coach, was there. So he was doing great then. And then he went to Empoli, which I think surprised everyone in Slovenia.
He's balling in my fantasy Serie A team. I'll give him that.
Banta Calcio, doing great.
We need to bet next season on fantasy. I think Sharma has the most.
Look like I have money.
If you look at the kickers league now, that Snitch is running. I think Sharma's first by country mile. Well,
I can bet a jersey that I'll win the league.
I'll bet you a Wish jersey or a DHgate jersey.
Yeah, why not? A shirt.
I'm not going like vapor knit 170 from the Inter site.
I can pay the shipping. That's all I'll do.
Oh, come
on. I can pay the shipping.
Oh, you get the shipping to the US is a pain.
I don't know about you. I can order it now and it'll be here on. Not tomorrow morning, but before the game, I could get it.
Come on now. Okay, wait. Did I get? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm looking at my fantasy team. I think. Did they screw me over? No. Okay, I got the points. I got all my Inter points. All right, let's go.
That was so a good...
While Mike is looking at, we have Saeed in the chat. Hello, Saeed. God. Lovely to see you, even though you took a hiatus off Twitter. Christoph Babatia, they have him.
He's back in the Google Translate again.
I mean, we all know how I feel about Saeed, how much I love Saeed. So it's all good. Like, it's all love and positive from my side. My Congolese brother.
Yeah, quite a dead chat today, but, you know.
We just need Clayton to join.
I mean, not as dead as Saeed's humor, but it's still something that...
Oh, we got Ricky Buzz. Says it's going to be 4-2 Inter revenge. You know, I'd take that. I could see that happening. You know, Milinkovic-Savic and Felipe Anderson, of course, getting the goals for Lazio because that's what Lazio do against us. And then, I don't know, Lautaro hat-trick. And a header from somebody, maybe De Vrij. Ooh, or a Correa goal. A Correa goal would be really spicy.
Correa and De Vrij, both.
Yeah.
Is he alive these days?
Who, Correa?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just got back in the squad. He's fit now.
Yeah. He is in contention for a first team place.
I would love to see like a 2-0 win with Correa and De Vrij scoring. I think that would be the dream.
You think De Vrij would celebrate? Because he wouldn't even play against them for like the first year after he moved.
I mean, he'll probably like score and then fall to the ground and, oh, I got injured, please sub me out. So he satisfies the need not to play and at the same time not to celebrate.
I just love the fact that they still boo him after all this time. Like, he intentionally made that mistake against us. Oh, no, he's going to play Champions League.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, oh, no.
No, when that happened, I remember, I was like, oh, no.
I was so happy. You know, he could have been anyone. Yeah. I need Correa as well, and I need his celebration like ice in the vein.
Yeah, Correa with a double, Saeed says.
I'm going to take a screenshot of that face. I'm going to use it as a meme.
Please don't.
For everyone listening, 4710, go back on YouTube, watch it, run it back, screenshot, tag us on Twitter, BOTWpod.
Oh, my God. Ricky says, Dzeko goal, Dumfries, and then a center back and a midfielder. Who's Dumfries going up against in this one? I need to look at the lineup. Marisic, yeah. Okay, yeah. Goal, I would say. He could get one easily.
I mean, you can say that about every single player. You can say, oh, Perisic is going against Hisai. A goal?
No, I think that would be the one that might actually be the most competent.
I mean, Lautaro and Sanchez going against, or Lautaro and Dzeko going against Radu and Patrick. It's like two goals, one by each at least.
And then Lautaro missing another two big chances.
Sounds like him.
Maybe a penalty.
Sounds like an Inter game, to be fair.
Yeah, I think we've got whoever's writing the scripts for Serie A. I think we've got what they write for Inter down to a T at this point for this season.
Just hire us. The league is incompetent as it is. Just hire us.
Let us match fix, please.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Where are our handles? Where's the handle? Here? Somewhere around here? I don't know.
Get rid of that. Oh, nobody has ads.
No handle. Oh. No handles. Shit. Oh, well.
I'm sure Ian, with that Lakers jersey or whatever that shit is, I think you're used to fixing matches and refs going in your favor.
I just have LeBron James on the team, man. It's just easy as that.
I mean, having LeBron and...
Does anyone actually watch regular season NBA, though?
No.
Okay.
I just tune in for the finals, I'll be honest. Or when Doncic plays on Sunday noon for America, so it's like evening for me. I watch that. I love me some Doncic.
Oh my god! No, but I haven't watched NBA in so long. I used to when the Warriors first started getting good, I watched them. But then they got like OP, and I was like, all right, that's enough. College basketball is where it's at, though. I like college basketball. Ugh. It's bad. The product's bad, but it's more fun.
See, Christo, they don't know what it's like for a player from our country to go overseas. get millions and millions against international fame. Like they don't know the excitement. I think when Doncic played last year against, I think it was Miami when Dragic was there at Miami. I think like 2,000 Slovenians went there to watch him. Yeah, like you could hear Slovenian chants in the arena. It was crazy.
It's probably more lit than anything that any Americans would have done. So,
let's go Warriors. Let's go Suns.
Yeah, it's always the.
Oh my god, that's so boring and so outdated.
Yeah, we have no chance here. No imagination. But
when you fly over to Europe,
but if you win in the NBA, they call you a world champion, even though like the NBA is like the only top league in the world.
I mean, in a way, in a bubble, NBA is the center of the world because no league comes close to the NBA.
Yeah, in quality. But I mean, we also then you look at MLS in the US and it's just terrible. So I mean, you give and you take. America's good at sports, America invents. And at least we're not England losing at a sport that we invented. So it is what it is.
You know, didn't come home. I'm grateful every single day that I'm not a Braves fan.
Oh, because come
that
on.
Would be a nightmare.
I got my World Series this year. You leave me be with that one. That one will hold me over for about 40 years until they win another one when I'm an old man.
What was the name of the hockey team that we were talking about?
Oh God, I don't even know. I'm talking about hockey now?
Didn't.
So I start talking about the Kings. Yeah, let's go.
No, but you supported a hockey team.
Oh, the Hurricanes, Carolina.
Yeah,
baby.
The Hurricanes.
No, but now that we're starting to move off of football, I guess we talked just about everything there is to talk. You know,
shout out Smiley in the chat. Need a career goal. Missing his celebration.
Yeah, definitely that celebration. That gets clipped by everyone and then goes around on Twitter for like ten consecutive tweets of just that. It's beautiful every time. I love it.
Mikey, join in.
No.
We need the screenshots. Do it.
I need a screenshot for the thumbnail.
Oh my god.
Go on, Mikey.
I will do it without a face. It would be like, okay, I only got an arm, but we got an arm.
Mike, I need a face for
it. Got him.
Dude.
There.
No fun.
There you go. Oh, and cat in the background. Let's go. Oh, wait. And we got a cat.
Right, that should be plenty. Cool.
We're such an unserious podcast. Oh, my God.
We are true to ourselves.
This is beautiful. This is art. This is performance art.
I mean, it's a better performance than what, you know, Immobile showed us with those divings and whatnot. But hopefully he'll be better than next Bruh. Week against someone else instead of us.
Bruh. No, you're talking all this now. Like he's gonna have a brace.
He's not gonna score.
You think he's gonna score?
No.
What's your prediction? Give me a match prediction. Just hit the dislike button. Thank you, Sayo.
Can you just pull up the comments, please?
Okay, yeah, we're getting roasted. That was horrible. Yep.
Emiliano Celay, I hope I'm not mispronouncing that. That was horrible. I agree.
Just hit the like button.
The only thing that I'm going to say is
we finally made
an engagement is an engagement. That's it.
We're going to make a TikTok next. We're just going to start doing like really bad TikTok skits and fire emojis and things blowing up.
I mean,
no. And tune in next week when Hurst works on stream.
We're gonna get all the ladies. We're gonna get Bella. We're gonna get Juki. We're gonna get everyone.
Oh my god!
Also, next week, Christo is going to the TikTok dances.
Please learn a dance from Fortnite for Sunday night.
A Fortnite dance. Oh my god.
Griezmann
one. Okay, I'm calling in sick. I'm calling in sick next week. No, the Griezmann. Oh god. We've absolutely lost the plot here.
Someone
today,
needs to screen record this.
Absolutely lost it.
I'll probably make a clip of myself now for Facebook and for Twitter. Worthy. Also, speaking of which, now we are on Facebook at BOTW Podcast. Not sure. Let me check quickly. Also, we are more live on Instagram. All the links are somewhere. I think they're on
Yeah, if you go, page. If you're watching on YouTube, they're all, well, I don't think Facebook's in the YouTube profile yet, but everything else you can find straight from YouTube. Yeah, we need to do like a link tree or something where you know, you click and then you have all the links. We need something like that. I'm just thinking out loud here.
Facebook is Brothers of the World Podcast, all spelled out, but at and then Brothers of the World Podcast.
Krista, what are you doing?
For Instagram, shut up, Risto. This is my time now. This is where I shine. For Instagram, it is BOTW Podcast. We are posting stories there. We're posting some tweets. It's okay. I'm here to.
I let the Instagram die. I got tired of trying to do stories. It pissed me off.
Where's Dave?
He was on his way and got caught in Miami traffic, which is no joke. So yeah, we're missing Dave. Definitely he'll be back for the next episode, I'm sure. 100%.
And we said like 2 times now already.
We all miss Dave as well. But hopefully he'll be back for the Lazio podcast after we win 3-0 or 3-1.
Okay, so 4-2. That's your prediction. 4-2 years. 3-1. I'll say 3-1.
Cool.
All right, so I hope y'all are ready for when we lose 7-1. Now that we're all on the same winning page.
Arušić and Hisai hat tricks. Subscribe.
Yeah, it's going to be like the Ekdal hat trick all over again.
Oh my god.
I saw a tweet today. I saw a tweet by a Barella face.
I saw a tweet today too. Wow.
No, by a Barella face account. He said, "I wish I could go back to the banter era."
Did you see that? It was one of the Barella guys.
Thomas's alt. Someone. I think it was Filippo.
Yeah, Barella Calcio or something like that.
Thank you.
What?
Is the at? Guy said Man, that. Yeah,
we are going to roast you now.
Yeah, we're doxing someone on stream now.
Everyone, send hate. And he retweeted this.
No, don't.
Yeah, don't do that. You get us banned. Yeah, get a ban. Okay.
He retweeted the Zuri fan, Phil.
Okay. Well, but what was the tweet? What was the tweet? I can't remember it for
real. He deleted it.
Let me see if I can. Let me see if I can still find it. Because sometimes.
No. There we go. Kind of want to experience Inter Twitter when we're on a losing run. We are the most relaxed fan base on Serie A football Twitter, but I'm sure that will change dramatically. And you have Thomas, shut up.
No, when Thomas says shut up, you know you're absolutely disgustable football account.
You shut up.
No, but Christo, I know you were on Twitter during the banter era alongside me. Ian, I'm not sure if you were on Twitter at that point.
2018.
Yeah, you were okay. 2018, you came on, so you spared yourself. Yeah, I remember it was so bad. The daily fight, it was hilarious. Don't get me wrong, like, you know, everyone took it in stride. There were some great memes, but it was just miserable. We cannot be conjuring that. We cannot be manifesting another banter era. Not right now. We just got out of the mud. Please don't do that to me again. Please, I don't want to watch Santon and Juan Jesus.
Oh no! Please, if I have to watch Santon for one more game, for one more minute in Inter shirt, I don't want to say what I'll do to myself. But it's not gonna be.
We'll find Hristo just below the nearest bridge.
Probably.
We have bridges in Macedonia. What?
Wooden bridges.
Cool.
But like, it's not pretty. You don't want to be, you know, in a losing streak. with awful players, there's no light at the end of the tunnel, so it's always bleak, it's always miserable. So yeah, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, except for Juventus. I think Juventus fans deserve to be miserable, to be sad, and to experience what we've had experienced in the past decade. And well, I think
it looks like Juventus and Barcelona are going into the mud that we came out of, which is quite nice to see after everything Barcelona put us through the past few years in the Champions League and all that.
What are your thoughts on your boy Felipe Coutinho, an ex-Inter star boy leaving Barcelona for Aston Villa? Our boy Shums is from Birmingham. Maybe he'll actually go and visit and take a photo with him with an Inter shirt.
With an Inter shirt or an Inter scarf or something. We gotta conjure up some kind of BS. And then we gotta get Jaffa on there. We gotta get him to take the picture and make a fake quote and tweet it. And then there we go. There's the next week of memes sorted.
What is that hashtag? Hashtag Serie A moment of the year or nomination or whatever it is by Serie A podcast.
Oh, are you talking about the Calcio Twitter who won?
Who won Calcio Twitter? Yeah, that one.
No disrespect, but oh my god, I've never even I've seen that come up like twice maybe.
I don't even know who wins. I just see hashtag who won. I never see who wins.
We're probably still more irrelevant, but I don't know what. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what goes on over there.
But we're not as irrelevant as the guy that is trying to make beef with the Venezia team.
Oh, that was bad. Yeah, that guy got slaughtered by Venezia. Already capped. Oh my god. That is bad. Just quality content.
Thank you, Rocky, for the follow on the Instagram. Shout out to Rocky Bobby, not Champagne Poppy. He invented corporate America for all you guys. He's going to bring back Balkan to where it belongs, to the top of the world.
Bro, if RB opens, I don't know, if RB is giving the most profitable. Yeah, but if you give him the most profitable business in the world, he'll fuck it up in a week. Guaranteed.
All right, well, we got to bring him on to.
Speaking of which, he is building a team. I don't know how to pronounce it. Civitas FC.
Civitas.
Sure. Shout out to that. Go follow the team on Twitter for Rocky. He's doing a great thing.
He wants to buy a football team.
I want to buy.
He was going
to
buy Salernitana, but the deal fell through.
You know. Last second, you know. It is what it is.
Yeah, Lotito found out he was an Inter fan. Wouldn't sell it to him.
What else happened? I know something else happened.
That's about it. You know, we're pushing an hour 5 here. Probably need to get off pretty soon. But yeah, if any parting remarks, if you're going to find whatever you're going to find, or if Risto has anyone else that he wants to entice to fight him on Twitter.
I'll just invite RB and say that to him directly. Maybe even on Sunday.
Possible guest. Only one way to find out. Tune in on the next episode live so you can leave your thoughts in the comments.
Oh, good plug.
All right. There.
Yeah, but yeah, we'll go ahead and get out of here. Thanks guys for coming on. An episode where there wasn't too much content, but we made our own. For good or for bad, we did something. And yeah, thanks for everyone for hopping into the chat here late. Whoever's been watching, listening to this point. It's been a very visual heavy episode, so make sure if you're listening that you catch up on YouTube. But yeah.
Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram so you can see the clips that we're going to post.
Yeah, if you're over the age of 40, follow us on Facebook, please. But thanks, everyone. We'll see you all in the next one.